Salvadoran immigrants in Maine say they are worried the Trump administration's plan to end a long-running but temporary residency program will also end the American dream for many. They say it could disrupt families and local economies. Fred Bever has more.
Manuel Rodriguez is a native of El Salvador who fled its civil war decades ago, eventually landing in Maine and working on Portland's waterfront, where many Central American immigrants have found their footing. Now he works at Tu Casa, an El Salvadoran restaurant that's been a Portland staple for 18 years, and he's got his U.S. citizenship, too. So his residency won't be at risk when a program that's been providing temporary protected status to hundreds of thousands of Salvadoran immigrants to the U.S. ends in 2019. But his brother, who lives in Maine and received TPS status after a devastating 2001 earthquake in El Salvador, will be at risk.
They're concerned about they've been here so long, and they really don't want to go back. They just want to stay here, but what can you do? It's just life.
I think it's very mean-spirited, and it's certainly going to disrupt the lives of people in Maine and across the country.
Congresswoman Shelley Pingree says she's not sure of just how many Salvadorans may be living in Maine. Rodriguez guesses at least 1,000. But she argues that they and other immigrants whose status grows more uncertain with each day of the Trump administration are integral parts of the state's community and its economic future.
Particularly in the state of Maine, we can't afford to send workers out of the country who are valued parts of our communities, working in businesses that are desperate to find more workers.
The TPS program was created in 1990 to offer refuge to immigrants whose safety was imperiled by war or natural disasters back home. When Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen this week announced its termination for Salvadorans, she said the humanitarian crisis created by the 2001 earthquakes, quote, no longer exists. She cited U.S. reconstruction aid to the country over the last 17 years and recent repatriations of tens of thousands of Salvadorans who'd fled as evidence that the temporary protection was no longer justified. But immigrant advocate Susan Roche of Maine's Immigration Legal Advocacy Project says it's effectively become a permanent program, and it should be continued out of consideration for the families that have become rooted here, particularly their American-born children.
These are U.S. citizen children that have known nothing except for Maine and the United States. They're part of our schools. Are the parents going to, you know, take them back to El Salvador where there's a lot of danger, there's gang violence there, really dangerous place for kids, or are they going to leave the kids here in someone else's care?
Back at Tu Casa, Manuel Rodriguez says that's his brother's biggest worry. It could turn out that his brother is forced back to El Salvador and have to decide whether to leave his children, who are U.S. citizens, behind.
It's just like a broken family. It doesn't sound too good. It's just mean leaving the children here in America, which is difficult.
Congresswoman Shelley Pingree says she will work on legislation to protect TPS communities. She says action might be possible as Republicans and Democrats try to reach a deal on an overall immigration reform measure. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.